Psalm this morning is number 131. It's a tiny little psalm, but it follows on, obviously, from Psalm 130, which we had last week, that David brought to us, thinking about the soul that waits on God. This little psalm tells us about the soul that hopes in God. Before I read it, let's just have a brief word of prayer. Thank you, Father, for the psalms that speak into our hearts. Thank you for David who wrote them. Thank you that although he was a man not perfect, he was a friend of God, a man after God's own heart. Father, we pray that through his words written so long ago, that you will speak into our hearts this morning. Help us to hear your voice. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So, this little psalm. O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul. Like a child quieted at its mother's breast. Like a child that is quieted is my soul. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. I read this psalm and I want to find a picture that will best illustrate the sentiment. I find this picture and think a while of the feelings it expresses. You do that for a moment. Think about the feelings that this picture expresses. I try to find words to capture the emotions of this moment in order to see where the psalm is taking us. I think of security, unbridled rest, little limbs totally relaxed, no tension, completely unsprung. I think of warmth, of love, and of deep contentment, a sense of oneness between two beings. No better picture of perfect peace. I think of the child, vulnerable, abandoned, in complete trust in its mother, accepted. I think of the mother, entrusted, caring, responsible, loving, connected and overwhelmed by this precious little gift, a new relationship with her child, her offspring. I realize sometimes I have to switch off my rational mind, the part that is preoccupied with problem solving, planning, deciding, the left side of my brain representing my independence, my control, often taken up with things too great and too marvelous for me. Verse 1. Often driven by my pride because I know how to cope. I know how to cope. But, verse 2. I feel the need to stop, even to be sometimes negligent, to stop thinking, to feel, using the right side of my brain. I'm learning to calm my soul, to quieten my heart. Verse 2a. I consciously reprioritize my time, recognize my dependency, acknowledge my own vulnerability, and my need to let go. Hey, just like the little child, quieted at its mother's breast. Or, as someone said to me recently, I feel God is hugging me. That's good, isn't it? I feel God is hugging me. And I'm now quieted in my soul. Verse 3. So this is what it means to hope in the Lord. A weight is lifted from my shoulders. My fears are relieved. My worries immediately abate. And I know I am loved by God. It's a wonderful feeling. I feel liberated and at peace. I look again at the picture and think of another baby, another mother. Cue. I think of her alarm, her consternation. How can this be since I'm a virgin? I hear the response of the angel Gabriel to her. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the Most High will overshadow you. And Mary, yes, Mary, she's just silent, at peace even, as she says, "Let it be." That was her words, "Let it be." Her soul is quieted within her because she's hoping in the Lord. I realize that the incarnation, that is Jesus, God, becoming man, is a thing far too wonderful for me, beyond my understanding. The Creator becomes like the created, to show us not how, but why he came. I begin to see, in order to ultimately demonstrate his love for each one of us, he had to step below, becoming like a child in his mother's arms. Amazing. That in order to have our sins forgiven, he dies in our stead on a cross, even a cross, to pay the price and to have our sins cancelled out. So I confess my sins, and I feel his embrace, and I put my trust and my hope in God, and I feel quieted in my soul. From this time forth and forevermore, because my hope is in the Lord. Put your hope in the Lord. We're going to listen to a little song. It's called Mary's Song. It's usually sung at Christmas. Don't worry, it's not here yet. But I want you to capture the words in particular of this song, because it speaks into our psalm and into our illustrations. So let's just pause and really focus and try to understand a little more of the incarnation. Thank you.